Oppenheimer's lawyers briefly hoped that the five AEC commissioners would reverse the Gray Board's recommendation. There were, after all, three Democrats: Henry DeWolf Smythe, Thomas Murray, and Eugene Zuckert. And only two Republicans, Louis Strauss and Joseph Campbell, on the commission. Initially, Strauss himself feared a 3-2 vote in Oppenheimer's favor. But as chairman, Strauss was in a position to influence his fellow commissioners. He understood how power worked in Washington, and he had no qualms about offering his colleagues tangible rewards for seeing things his way. He treated them to lavish lunches and talked to Smythe about lucrative employment opportunities in private industry. At one point, Smith wondered whether Strauss was trying to buy his vote. Harold P. Green, the AEC lawyer who had been called upon to write the original letter of charges against Oppenheimer, thought Strauss was playing hardball. Green knew that Zuckert was initially inclined to find Oppenheimer innocent. In fact, on May 19th, Strauss was informed that Gene Zuckert would welcome the opportunity not to stand up and be counted on the vote-making final disposition of the security case. But at some point, Zuckert flipped. He was scheduled to resign his post as a commissioner of the AEC on June 30th, the day after signing on with the majority decision against Oppenheimer to start a private law practice in Washington. Green firmly believed that something untoward was happening, especially after he learned that Strauss subsequently transferred a lot of his legal business to Zuckert. Green didn't know it, but Zuckert also signed a contract with Strauss to serve as the latter's personal advisor and consultant. By the end of June, Strauss had the votes of all but one commissioner. The only scientist on the commission, Professor Smythe, had made it clear that he thought Oppenheimer's security clearance should be restored. As the author of the 1945 Smythe Report, an unclassified scientific history of the Manhattan Project, Smythe was familiar with both Oppenheimer and the security issues at stake. On a personal level, he didn't particularly care for Oppenheimer. They had been Princeton neighbors for 10 years, and Oppenheimer had always struck him as a vain and pretentious man. What mattered was that Smythe didn't find the evidence convincing. In early May, he and Strauss had lunch and proceeded to argue about the verdict. At the end of their lunch, Smythe said, "Lewis, the difference between you and me is that you see everything as either black or white, and to me everything looks gray."
"Harry," Strauss snapped back, "let me recommend you to a good oculist."